Hello. Hi, sir. Good evening. Sorry to interrupt. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50? You said probably, right? Okay, now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age?
32.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Progressive.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. You have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, protecting voting rights and democracy.
Sorry, 10 is more important. 0 is less important, just to be clear.
Yeah, that's correct.
Obviously.
You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And what will you choose here? Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable?
Making what?
College more affordable?
8 or 9.
Okay. Improving K-12 education? Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry.
No problem.
6 or 7?
Six. Okay. Banning tobacco products for adults?
Five.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
10. Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50, you're in the middle, so-so. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
Decline to answer.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to rate people individually, to be honest, but who else is on the list?
The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I mean, if you think about all the products or chemicals that are in all of the products that they put on the market, it's pretty irrelevant organization.
Okay. So from 0 to 100?
Literally poison and everything that we have on the market. Sorry,
no,
higher
no
is approved, 0 is disapproved.
That's correct. You can choose any number between 0 and 100.
20.
20, thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Any Republican or Democrat could be a 50.
Okay.
They're both the same.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Five.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
Five.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
You oppose. Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Not necessarily. I think people have the right to choose what they want to do with their lives.
So would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed. Somewhat opposed. Yeah.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Pretty neutral. I think it could be positive for some people who don't know how to give it up, but it could be negative for people who use it as a supplement for more other harmful things that affect their cognitive abilities.
Okay. Thank you.
Like alcohol, drinking and driving, et cetera.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Okay, and thank you. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? Or B, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products?
Probably B, but maybe a little bit of A. I think nicotine is definitely a harmful additive, but there's probably much more harmful additives that they need to be looking into, because tobacco itself is a pretty organic product, and it's been used by humans for centuries. I think there's probably some worse additives that are in tobacco products nowadays that aren't being regulated. So I would say a combination of both A and B, but they should go into more depth than just nicotine if they're going to remove harmful additives.
Which one would you lean more towards, A or B?
A. I think the cessation programs could be helpful, but for underage, exposing them to it may make them more curious than...
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned. I think we should look at prohibition and see that that was a total failure, and it caused higher crime rates and gang violence.
Thank you. Now, the loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you concerned?
Not concerned. People need to learn to pivot, unfortunately.
Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not very.
Gotcha. Now, I'm just going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree. 5 means you somewhat agree. And 0 means you don't agree at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one.
Okay.
The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it keeps a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree on that from 0 to 10?
7 or 8. 8.
8, okay. Today, adult smokers come from disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Cessation, sorry.
7. Yeah.
Okay. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you.
100%. 10.
Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and methyl bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How much do you agree with that?
I don't know 100% of the facts, but if that is in fact the case, then that's, yeah.
I would
lean towards a higher agreement.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Possibly. I don't know. I think, again, like what you've been saying about this whole time, there's so much regulation that at this point, if people don't know that those products are harmful,
okay.
You know, I think people do know that those products are harmful and they're doing it anyway. So banning them just makes a bigger problem with crime, et cetera.
Okay. I'm sorry, will you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All right. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Same answers before, somewhat oppose or ban.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Minimal impact.
Okay, in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Heat, non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda or pop?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Okay, coffee?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Got it. All right, so just switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with... Thank you, I appreciate that. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried, not living with partner.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live in or where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Somewhat rural, somewhat urban. I live in Minneapolis and I live in rural Wisconsin, so I live in both.
Okay, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes and no.
Would that be a yes or a no?
Yes, it'd be a yes.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. I truly appreciate your opinions, and you have yourself a great rest of the night.
You too. Thank you for the work again.
Bye. Okay. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.